as the producer. All right, like I know you like the
and games. The manager.
Shut the fuck and up, Keeler.
Like I'm, you know, I'm
I
just
fucking hate you.
All right, and don't bring and don't bring up Sheetz. Okay, they're not.
Don't tell me what it is. It's my podcast, motherfucker. I'll talk about Sheetz. If
they're
I
not
goddamn, please.
Sponsoring us, and you use the band account to sign up for Sheetz promos.
What's going on, everyone? What the? Welcome to the damn show. Welcome to Your Band is Garbage, sponsored by Sheetz.
Hey, don't do that.
Just nothing on that? You're just,
don't do that.
On that? What the fuck?
You have to explicitly tell them that we're not sponsored by Sheetz.
I did go to the Sheetz last week. That's all I'll say about it. We're not talking about Sheetz. Welcome to the show.
We just talked about this.
Keelan, with your permission, I'm going to go ahead and take the reins on this one. I think we need to take
Robin
the power away from
Jacob
for a moment.
On this one.
No, don't.
Thank you.
Don't take the reins from
Thank
me.
You.
What is that?
And it's ever so fitting because we are joined today by an old friend of mine from high school. It's Tim. Welcome back to the Stew. How's
Tim.
It going?
Good evening, gentlemen.
I think one of
you're
like,
probably wondering why I've gathered you here.
Yeah,
no, it's for our podcast.
No, oh. I actually knew.
Yeah, actually no, that's what I was gonna say.
I think one of only like maybe four people who have ever done the show twice now. So kind of a
damn
a,
dude,
a small club. I, so kind of a huge.
Do I get thing. A challenge coin?
Yeah, we're gonna give you one of those big SNL green jackets if you do it so many times.
Oh, sick.
We'll bring you out and do sketches when you come on the show. That'd be sick. Honestly, that shit was so cool when I was a kid, but now it seems really corny in hindsight.
Yeah, I was about to say. I feel that way about SNL in general. When I was a kid, I was like, how will anything ever be funnier than this?
Yeah.
And now I watch those old sketches, yeah. And I'm like, 14-year-olds on TikTok make things that are funnier than this every day.
Yeah.
Keelan, what's that one that we were watching the other day? The Lonely Island one?
Oh, the what you say one?
That,
yeah. Yeah.
Shooting? That's so good.
What you say?
They definitely have their good people.
Also, I am going to stand by a sketch that came out 6 years ago.
What sketch? That one?
No, the Adam Driver being like the There Will Be Blood guy for like bring your parent to career day or whatever. And he's just... It's amazing.
You
I can't
crush your enemies
to the ground. Slice.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of David S. Pumpkins. I fucking love David S. Pumpkins. That's for me. That's why I'm the guy that they're doing that for. Every
what
time
is
he
this?
Comes up on
what
the
are we
screen,
doing?
I don't know. We're talking about handsome. Walk. What is that?
Tim,
welcome
I have,
back to the White Dudes Talk About Comedy podcast.
Yeah. Tim, I have a wild question for you, and I think I know the answer to this. But
oh, no.
No,
I've
spoilers.
Never had sex with a woman. Stop asking.
No spoilers. Have you seen the Batman?
I have not, no.
Okay. Are you aware of the casting choices in the Batman?
Yeah, of course, sure.
Okay. Have you ever noticed that the guy that's playing the Riddler looks exactly like I did in high school? Have you noticed that?
Man. Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
again, just for
like
reference,
Paul Dano in high school.
For those
Damn,
of you
dude,
that didn't,
cool, guys, how cool would it be if Daniel Day-Lewis beat Robin to death with a bowling ball?
Now, look at Tim. Can you discern which
Holy
of these four
shit.
Pictures is me in high school?
Yeah, holy shit, dude.
That's incredible.
It's fucked up.
Not only do you very much look like Paul Dano, there are so many photos of Paul Dano that look so much like you. Like,
yeah.
Why? I understand looking at you and seeing Paul Dano, but why am I looking at Paul Dano and seeing you? I don't understand.
It was kind of weird watching a movie about a psychopath that looked exactly like me. I did
psychopath,
not like it.
It's a murderer guy who happens to look just like
All right. Robin, do not play.
Yeah, I don't feel that bad when I see people like me in movies because they're usually fat and dumb, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That's yeah, I feel represented.
Yeah, yeah. Every time there's a funny fat guy in a movie, I like clap like a seal and like laugh at the screen. It's me.
I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
Did I send you guys that fucking great tweet I saw yesterday?
I don't think so.
That was like a nice 400-pound squat, my man. She let me hit it because I'm goofy.
Yeah, she let me hit it because I'm goofy. Yeah, me all the time. That's all I have to offer is that I'm very goofy. Honestly.
Yeah, that's literally, that's all I got.
That's it. That's all we got. No, you have other stuff. You have other stuff going on, which is actually kind of why we brought you onto the show. That was fucking professional.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hold on.
I have a thing I've been working on day and night.
Hold on, Jacob. We'll get to that, but I'm taking the reins.
Oh, my God.
And I refuse to.
We're not done with Baldano yet?
We are done with Paul Dano. We're moving on to our next segment. We'll get to the promotion later.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we got another one. So the last time that we had Tim on the pod was right around the same time as President Joe Biden's inauguration. Tim was promoting the leftist Boy Scout podcast, Wolverine Patrol. So we had a fairly long conversation about the inauguration, Joe's campaign promises, and frankly, our certainty that nothing would change with just another rich
old. And it was so nice to be wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
And we've had over a full year of Biden's presidency. And the question that I have for you all today is, has this old carcass lived up to the hype? And we're going to find out tonight in our latest segment, the Joe Brandon Update.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here.
There you go. Dance a little bit,
Joe. There you go.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. Donald Trump thinks healthcare is a privilege. Barack and I think it's a right for people that bad at healthcare. And those days, you used to remember the straight race, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Stand up, Chuck. Let me see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck. Put him in a rain barrel. Get him rusty.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Put him in a rain barrel and get him rusty.
Woke kids, black kids, Asian kids.
Not really mean, but think how we think.
Oh my God.
All right. So this is the Joe Brandon update, where we are going to follow up on whether Joe Biden has fulfilled any of his campaign promises. Now, because I am lazy and I don't feel like doing my own research, I am using the biased mainstream news media website PolitiFact to check these updates. Now, for the purposes of this segment, I'd prefer it if the three of you avoid peeking at the website. We kind of gamified this a little bit, so I'm going to have some questions. Those of you at home, feel free to pop it open in a browser tab and follow along if you want. But for my friends here in the studio, here's how things are laid out.
For those playing at home, we've got three pants on fire.
So all of these campaign promises have been sorted into the following categories. It's promises kept, promises compromised, the ones he's broken, the ones that he's stalled, or whatever the fuck in the works means. There are 90 promises that have been tracked. One of the first things you'll notice is that they fucked up their math really bad. 45 of 90 promises is not 45% of promises. That's half. So right away, we know we're being lied to.
PolitiFact is really coming hot out of the gate here.
Yep.
Yeah, they can't even check like basic fourth grade math. Like, awesome.
And we could go over some of the promises that Biden has kept, but that's not where the spice is. We're not going to talk about the Paris Climate Agreement and World Health Organization. Like, we got that. Plus, most of the things that they listed under there are mainly lip service anyway, or just reversing things from the worst possible thing to slightly less awful. Where I want to focus on is the compromises, promises broken, promises stalled, and in the works. So I know I've given you guys a lot of information.
Okay, yeah. Okay? You just threw a lot at me. Can you put the options in the chat or something so I can remember what the...
Absolutely.
Are there the answers, basically? I'm like answering
We've
that.
We've got broken.
The word broken showing up under the old high school photo of you.
No, that's Paul Dano.
Yeah, that is
Paul Dano. And compromises. So I am going to offer each of you a number of these campaign promises, and you're going to tell me which of those four categories you think that that falls into.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the first promise he broke was not giving me a little kiss on the forehead.
Yeah.
I would just like to point that out real quick.
I was looking forward to having my hair smelled by him, which has yet to happen.
Now, Tim, for that peak comedy, I'm going to go ahead and give you the first campaign promise.
Fuck that you.
Now, this one is... forgiving student loan debt from public colleges and universities.
Damn. I think he done shitted and farted all over that, man. That's my answer. I'm locking it in.
All right. Final answer. There's not a done shitted and farted, but I'll go ahead and just accept that as broken.
Yeah.
And that one is going to fall under stalled, unfortunately, as of January 11th.
They're getting back to it any day.
Yeah, so wait, is this per PolitiFact or per my opinion? Because my
opinion... he paused student loan payments and hasn't pursued large-scale forgiveness as of late.
It's a broken.
Yeah. Okay,
moving on to Keelan, because Keelan hasn't interrupted me yet.
It's broken.
Just arguing the very first class. This is going so well so far.
Oh, all right, Keelan.
Yeah.
Biden promised to implement mask mandates nationwide. Where do you think that ended up?
What? Read it one more time.
Implemented mask mandates nationwide. That was his promise.
Oh, it's probably going to be compromised because he technically did it in like DC, and that's what they're going to do. So that's my answer.
Ding, ding, ding. Compromise is the correct answer. We got 1 point, Keelan.
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. I wish I could get away with that.
I love that they have to delineate four different categories of didn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Real quick.
I just got to say. Give the reason. Give the reason.
Some states, quote, some states dropped mask mandates on 4/20/21.
Oh my
God. That's a compromise.
Wow. So he was supposed to implement them. God damn. Jesus. I wish I could get away with that for like any job I ever do. It's just like, I did like half your haircut. So let's compromise here.
I shaved like half your head.
Yeah. Like, I think we're good. Give me $35. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jeez. Keelan has the upper hand in the game. Moving on to Jacob. Biden promised to raise corporate tax rate to 28%.
You're asking me if Biden has raised corporate tax rates to 28%? I'm going to say...
I'm telling you that he hasn't. I'm asking you...
Oh, you're saying that it has definitely not happened.
If you think he's working on it or... Maybe he just hasn't thought about it for a while.
I'm going to say in the works, because I feel like that's always something that he's going to be like ready to work on, but never quite get to.
That is correct. Yeah! It is in the works as of 12/17/21. Biden shifts approach on corporate taxation.
I'm the politics genius, baby.
Biden shifts approach on corporate taxation in the works.
I got something he can shift right here, pal.
Yeah, I can shift an approach for you, pal.
Now, Tim, do you think Biden has given us 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave?
Well, we know for certain he hasn't.
Where do you think he lands on that?
Oh, man, that's going to be either in the works or I think that wasn't that supposed to be part of the Better Back Build Back Backstreet Boys fucking bill.
The Backstreet Boys bill. That's correct. The BBB.
Yeah, the one that the West guy from West Virginia doesn't like the Backstreet Boys, I guess. So
yeah,
he said, nah, I'm too busy getting lung cancer to enjoy the fine musical stylings of the Backstreet Boys.
Is that the dude that lives out on a boat?
Probably.
Come on.
I'm going to go with stalled.
Unfortunately, that is not the answer. Man. That is in the works as of 11/5.
I'm so glad I'm losing. I'm honestly the most qualified to have a politics podcast here because apparently I'm the only one that's not a fucking nerd.
Yeah, you've not been reading enough PolitiFact.
Now,
yeah, it doesn't seem that way.
And again, the reasoning behind this one is a little sus because it says paid family leave is back in the Democrats' reconciliation bill, which I'm pretty sure just didn't pass.
Yeah, they just didn't do
right?
that.
Right?
Great.
They just didn't do that.
Cool. Nice.
Awesome.
Keelan, man, what about eliminating cash bail?
I don't even know about this at all. I didn't even know this was a promise.
You guess right, I am going to punch you.
I'm going to go with stalled.
Ding, ding, ding. Keelan again.
Yeah!
Get his ass stalled. As of January 4th of this year, Biden has barely mentioned cash bail in his first year as president.
That's broken to me. That's broken.
Yeah, you just don't talk about
it. You're just not doing it.
Jacob, you're up next.
So it's only a broken promise that they have straight up said, we are not doing this, which they're never going to do about anything.
Yeah. Jacob, awesome, has Biden gotten COVID-19 under control?
I said, oh man. You know what? I will say this. Actually, today I've been putting it off a little bit, but I finally scheduled my booster shot today. Boosters are readily available, and they're even talking about potentially, I think, a fourth dose. Not even just for like immunocompromised people, but for everybody. So as far as getting COVID under control, I think they're gonna give him in the works for that.
Ding, ding, ding. That's another point for Jacob. That is in the works.
Now I'm really self-conscious.
And I'm just putting each time someone gets a point, I'll add them up at the end. I'm just typing it out.
Thanks for reminding me. Thanks for mocking me, Robin. I appreciate it.
You're not even adding them up. You're just saying 1 point, Keelan.
All right, Tim. What about the federal minimum wage of $15 an hour? Where do you think we stand on that one?
I would say in the works, maybe.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that one is going to be stalled. Yeah. There is no sign of revived Democratic effort to boost the minimum wage to $15.
You know what, I'm queuing on now. I don't trust any of these websites. They're fucking children with slices of pizza.
Yeah,
Keelan, what about the decriminalization of marijuana?
Oh, fucking God. Keelan, you better
Jesus
not.
Christ. God, here's the worst part. I feel like I recently read something about, like, the House, like, passing, like, decriminalizing marijuana, but, like, I'm gonna go with stall, though, because... whatever. Who cares?
No. I'm officially accusing Keelan of cheating. That is correct. One more point, Keelan. Keelan is at 3 points.
Stop just typing 1 point, Keelan.
Stalled. On promise to decriminalize marijuana use. Now, this one's going to be a lightning round. This is the final round. All right. No, we have one more for Jacob. Then it's the lightning round.
I got an uneven amount of
questions. One more for Jacob, and then it's the lightning round. Biden promised to lower the price of prescription drugs.
We're just laughing about this shit like it's not very serious and horrible.
Yeah.
Biden got COVID under control. Bah! Yeah,
true.
We live in a cool country.
As far as getting the prices of prescription drug down, I feel like this is another one of those that he's like always going to be kind of chasing the carrot for, but can never quite get if his, you know, that's his goal, of course, but, you know, that's how they play it off. So they're either going to be in the works or compromised, but I don't know if they've passed anything specifically that they would give him credit on compromising for. I'm going to say it's compromise and it's some really dirty reason, some really shitty reason why.
that is going to be in the works. Biden takes steps to lower drug prices, but odds are long for achieving his promised 60% reduction.
I got something long for him.
So he's not, he's working on it is the answer? That's not an answer.
All right, lightning round. Tim, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I had a...
Yeah, I guess.
What are the rules of the lightning round?
No, real quick, I just had a quick comment. I saw earlier today that the House passed, like, capping insulin prices.
Great.
Yeah. By the way, every single Republican voted against that, and it's just...
Dude's wrong.
You know, I mean, holy fuck. Imagine being evil like that.
Speaking of evil and Republicans, lightning round, Tim. Did Biden get bipartisan cooperation on the economy?
Are the rules the same?
Probably.
Rules are the same. Work installed in the works.
I'm going to say in the works.
Damn it. I was really hoping you'd get this one. That one was a compromise. Despite widespread GOP opposition, Biden found bipartisan backing for infrastructure bill, which I call bullshit on.
Wait, did they?
No. They took everything out of the bill and then they approved it.
Did any Republican vote for that? I know Rob Portman like worked on it, but did he vote for it?
I don't know. Keelan, what about community college? Do we get free community college or high quality training programs?
Well, we didn't. Oh, God, that's probably in the works.
That one's going to be stalled. It was stripped from the Build Back Better bill before the vote. God, all right. Final question before the bonus question. The Jacob, fuck? Ending the war in Afghanistan and the Middle East.
I'm going to say they are going to give him compromise for that because we pulled people out of Afghanistan.
That one's going to be in the works as Joe Biden declares the war in Afghanistan over.
Fuck. So it's just
no, this is
a different
all
reason,
of this
but
is,
the same answer. That's cool.
All of this is actually pulled from the PolitiFact website. You can double check me at the
fuck
end.
Fuck you, Rob.
Now,
I hate you. This pissed me off. I'm so mad.
This is the bonus question, and I hadn't decided who I was going to give this to. This is worth 3 whole points. Now, nice. Tim, I feel like you've been a little shafted by the way that this game was crafted here, and it wasn't on purpose. Yeah. The questions were truly random.
Right. No, it absolutely was. Fuck you, actually.
Yep.
Tim?
Yeah?
What percentage of total campaign promises are listed under the promise broken section? No, this is not a trick math question from them having the percentages and the math wrong. I'm talking the actual percent that I have calculated with my calculator. Within 2%, what percent of the total campaign promises are listed under the promises broken section?
9%.
That's going to be 0%.
0%?
0%.
He has no any promises, you idiots.
Oh, man.
Zero you promises out of 90 broken.
He's killing it. He's doing great, you guys. Come on. We're giving him a hard time. Wow, man. We're just goofing on him a little bit. And he's doing great.
And this has been the Joe Brandon update.
This has been the fucking Joe Brandon update. I can't believe this. God damn it. Oh, now we're all good and pissed off, so. All
right.
Man.
Jacob. Shit. Jacob, go to my segment.
Oh, you want to go ahead and do your segment now?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do Keelan's segment.
We got to brighten it up.
Tonight I'm gonna turn your body out.
Guys, welcome to Please Don't Stop the Music. This is Keelan's top 5 favorite Rihanna songs. Last week we heard about number 5, which I do not remember the title of or what it was about, but Keelan, you're here to tell us about number 4.
This is What You Came For by Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna.
Okay.
Nice.
That's it.
I'm not familiar.
You don't have anything you want to like? You want to say why you like the song at all?
It's pretty good. Nice. Here's the thing. Rihanna does a great job of like taking over the voice of like whoever writes the song, and this song has been like very much it's been theorized a lot that Taylor Swift actually wrote the song and that she was supposed to be the singer. And when she, and this was like when she was dating Calvin Harris, and then if you like listen, there's like times where it sounds like Taylor Swift, but it's still just Rihanna. Yeah.
That's like that's actual information this time, so yeah, thank you for that.
I hate that you got that out of me, but
well, this has been Please Don't Stop the Music, Keelan's top five favorite Rihanna songs. Join us the next time when maybe we'll find out number three. Who's it's hard to say for sure, but
yeah.
He's gonna skip number three.
He's not gonna skip number three now.
I just want you guys to all know that you can hop Rihanna the stick.
That's right. That is good. And that's FYI. And that's good and that's correct. Can we please talk about some music now? God damn. Like what is that?
I talked about music.
No, you're right. You did talk about music, Keelan. I appreciate the segue into music. We have not even mentioned any of the reasons why Tim is on this episode tonight. So
that's cool, man. Yeah, that's chilling.
As Robin mentioned earlier, Tim, last time you were on, we talked a little bit about the podcast that you were doing, but now more so moved on to some other stuff. As Robin has noted here in our handy dandy Google Doc, I mean, honestly, podcaster extraordinaire, promoter, drums, like you got a lot of shit going on right now currently. So
yeah, man, I'm trying to be a valuable member of my creative community.
I love that.
Platforms
you.
Other people.
Yeah.
Who are fun and talented and cool to hang out with and cool to make music with.
Yeah. And I would agree with that. And I, you know, I guess this is our way of trying to do that. And I guess looking at this as a whole, that's pretty depressing to think about. But the shit that you're doing is actually pretty cool compared to this. So I'm interested in it. I know last time you were on, I don't think you were even really in it yet, but so Moon Cruiser is the band now. You guys have changed somewhat recently.
Yeah. So we were Spacer, now we're Moon Cruiser. So I was in a band for a long time in Cincinnati called Lipstick Fiction. And the bass player of that band was my friend Max. We were in that band together for about 5 years. And then when that ended, we both took time off to do other things. And he was doing his solo stuff called Spacer. He went through a few different drummers and then was finally like, hey, do you want to come play drums? And I said, yeah. And then we were Spacer for a while with the new lineup, but it wasn't really what it had started as, like in his mind. So he wanted to change the name. So Moon Cruiser is what we, you know, which kind of sounds like Gay Martians, which I kind of like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did see, I mean, you guys had not, correct me if I'm wrong, no music on like streaming or anything or like recording.
No,
yet.
Not yet. But if you want to hear us perform at all, if you want to hear us perform at all, we are on YouTube. If you check out the Radio Artifact channel, you can find some of the stuff from back when we were Spacer. There's a couple videos.
I think high quality. I'll post at least one that I've seen in the show notes because it rocks. I mean, it's cool. I really like what you guys have got going on. It's kind of a cool, like, I mean, Spacer was a good name for it because it's like spacey, you know, like, I mean, it's like space rock, you know, I don't know a better way to describe it than that.
Yeah. Very psychedelic guitars.
Yeah.
A very, very just groove heavy bottom end. We have this really great bass player who's actually a grad student at CCM.
Hell yeah.
And stand-up bass, and they're just they're the best bass player I've ever played with, probably. I mean, just really incredible. And then we have this really amazing keyboardist now who just is just an encyclopedia of songs and knowledge and classical training.
Damn.
So we have like these two, it's kind of funny, we have like these two really classically trained, formally trained people, and then me and Max, who kind of just cut our teeth playing in bars.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's super cool. I would love to see you guys play, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you are playing on the fest?
We are, yeah. So I guess that's as good a segment as any into what I'm doing here.
Yeah. Tell us about the shit you got going on.
So, I know Robin and Keelan know, because I had you guys on the show back before the before times, I was starting to book some shows around town. I kind of got involved with some local venues, some local booking agents. I was helping those guys out doing some booking, and then the pandemic happened, and that didn't happen for 2 years. well, comes back around. I'm back in a band, you know, restrictions are kind of lifted. Some of those old booking guys I was working with are working at the Comet now and down in, you know, in Northside in Cincinnati. And I mentioned that I wanted to just book something, just something for all my friends, something for all the cool bands that have started like since I was in the last band I was in that I haven't seen yet. And some bands that I know and love already. And just, I really wanted to come together and celebrate that like we made it and we're this resilient community and we can really, you know, just have a fucking good time again.
Hell yes. I love
and
that.
And they said, yeah. And one of the guys over there said, hey, do it here. And I booked 2 full days of music.
Yes.
So it's called Burrito Fest because, you know, the Comet's got those iconic burritos.
Yep.
But much like the burrito, the concept is that you're getting a taste of kind of a little taste of a lot of different ingredients. So we booked a lot of different genres, a lot of different, you know, types of folks who do different things. Some really out there stuff, some really more grounded kind of normal, you know, rock and roll and pop and stuff, and just a good mix of things. But the caveat of this is all the bands, whether they're well-established or pretty new, whatever, everybody gets 30 minutes to perform.
Hell yeah.
Every musical act gets the same amount of time to make the same, they all get the same 30 minutes to make their statement.
Yep.
So it's kind of a showcase, you know, to show everybody all these great bands and all these interesting musicians we've got in this town.
Hell yeah. I'm very soaked. I very much hope to be there. I am not familiar with the Comet. I like was not really into the bar scene or anything when I did live in Cincinnati, and I've obviously since moved away. Sure. But I didn't know that they had iconic burritos at the Comet. What are the good burritos? Like, what's, I want to hear about.
So they have all kinds of different burritos. But I mean, they're just good, you know, good quality ingredients, like very tasty. So like,
hell yes.
A few things to note. They do a jerk tofu, like as a protein. Huh. So if you're vegetarian, it's not like you just have to eat beans. Like you can actually get like a protein also.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty tight. Then they have like, they always have a salsa of the month and they always have a protein of the month. So I think that's pretty sick. Rotating thing. And then I will say their hot salsa actually pretty fucking hot.
Damn.
So you don't see that a lot. Not always a guarantee.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. You don't see that a lot. Sometimes you really got to overdo it. You love to see it.
Yeah.
I am excited to eat a burrito, but I'm also, I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, you said it, like, there's a lot of different shit on here, and I said in the chat earlier, not a lot that I recognized or knew a whole lot of.
Right.
What kind of shit, like, what, I guess you, I know you mentioned that you had other bands that you're familiar with and have heard and are like them. Well, who are you most excited to see sort of, like, play
up there? Man, so, who am I most excited to see that weekend? So some of the classics, some of the staples in Cincinnati music that I can think of off the top of my head. I know Somar is headlining on Friday night. They've been very popular regionally around for a long time. They actually are playing Friday night because they're playing a festival somewhere on Saturday. So that's going to be sick. They're an amazing band. They have not been out a ton since the pandemic. So I'm really – they kind of make like what I would describe as like very jazzy, funky, indie pop. Ooh. You want to call it that? It's got a really solid groove to it. I know like, 1 year when they performed Cincinnati Entertainment Awards, they performed with a hip hop guy. So, I mean, they're clearly a band that has like that kind of like back.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
That is tight.
They're going to be great. Another person I'm really looking forward to seeing is this band from Louisville called the Prayer Line. They're like horror punk, straight up. Like,
whoa.
They write songs about like one of their big songs on Spotify is called Chopping Mall. And it's literally, it's just like spooky zombies, boo. Like, just something like just classic, like Misfits type shit like that, which I think is going to be really sick. Another band I'm really looking forward to is there's a hardcore band playing called Ball of Light. I would compare them almost like a Knocked Loose or something like that. Ooh. Something of that kind of style, hell I guess
yeah.
You could say.
Yeah.
So that should be pretty sick. God, who else? There's this really great singer-songwriter who plays flute and does samples named Maria Keck. She's going to be playing. Just a huge variety of stuff. Like, Moon Cruiser's bass player is going to be doing a solo set on Saturday afternoon, just accompanying themselves on the stand-up bass.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, my God. The stand-up bass is like, I would love to see that be the center of the, like, the center of attention. That that's so sick.
Yeah. It's going to be really sick. I'm really excited for that. It's going to be, I'm actually going to be playing twice on Friday. The other project I'm not quite revealing yet, but the Moon Cruiser is going to be playing the end of Friday night, I think.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be really tight. I'm really stoked. Some other bands, do you guys know Willie and the Sigs? They're another great local, they're kind of like a Velvet Underground type, like, yeah, they're cool. There's all kinds of cool shit. The Bellowing Pines is another really good one that's playing. That's kind of new and upcoming. Like, yeah, there's it's going to be really cool. I'm pretty fucking stoked on all of it. It's going to be all the way around. Like, I'm thinking through the whole like weekend in my head right now, and I'm like, yeah, the vibes are going to be really killer.
We
had a band drop off today, and we've got a band to I think we might have a band to replace them. I'm not saying yet.
Right.
But that's going to be a really nice vibe for Saturday. I think if I get the band I want.
So. Absolutely. As someone who wishes that they could book shows and is, I think, maybe just too stupid to do it, like, how complicated is it to actually put something together like that? Like, obviously, I mean, it takes a lot of planning and coordinating, but...
It takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of... you just got to be really good at asking people and figuring out... So the big things are, like, figuring out how much money the bar is going to give you and theoretically how much money you can make so you know what you can guarantee bands. I think that's a really nice, helpful place to start. If you can tell a band we're at least going to pay you $50 or at least going to pay you $100, that goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. Especially like a touring band that's like trying to get, you know, to the next venue or whatever.
Right.
You know, making sure they're going to get a little money, what have you, is a good deal. A lot of it is honestly just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. For me, at least, I personally enjoy doing like mixed genre bills. I think that we have such an interesting, diverse music scene in the city. And I think there's no reason for, you know, there's certainly like a time and a place to do like a metal night or a punk night or a hip hop night. But like for a big festival like this, like that's going to be a, you know, couple days long, you want to give people an experience, you know? Right.
I've seen a little bit of like fucking, like, goddamn, I'm going to use the word discourse, but like I saw a little bit of discourse on the internet, as you tend to do from time to time, about people say, like, you know, I think the thing that people are saying nowadays is like there should be, irregardless of any other tours or anything coming through, like there should be local support on every single show. And I can't agree with that more. Like, I don't know how you're not just like, as a booker or as like a booking artist or whatever, just throwing local support on everything you possibly can. But that seems like the way to do it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that's
it not really is. Yeah. You always should have local support on your shows just to help get people out the shows. Mm-hmm. And you really, as a booker, you should consider like who's going to help pull people in if you've got a touring band and who's going to match well with that band, either like a fit as a genre or like you just think the people will vibe or whatever. I think that's a good way to go about it for sure. Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of what I was really thinking, too, is like I'm kind of trying to pace the day out. So like we'll have people there all day and, you know, bands are kind of stacked in a way that like people are hopefully going to discover some new music. So
yeah, you're not like just there to see the band you like and then leave. It's like I'm here to see a showcase of several artists playing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can't tell like how many artists I have found that I've really liked or even like loved really just because I saw them randomly, like, waiting for another band to play. That happens so frequently, and I think that's something that people forget, like, having not gone to shows in a while, how, like, powerful that can be.
Yeah.
It rocks. Hell yeah. I fucking love. And that's, goddamn, I love shows. Shows rock.
I know. Shows rock. And that's really all this was about, Jacob. It was like, at the end of the day, we went through the bad thing. We didn't go to shows for years.
We did the
like,
fucking I shitty thing.
I want to just have a big fucking party for all of the great musicians in this town who kick ass and deserve to have a fucking audience while they play.
Hell yes.
And like I think that's one thing that like I've been thinking about a lot lately. Jesus Christ. And maybe it's just that I'm like not clued into the local scene, but it feels like there are a lot of like, if you think about like Philly and Cleveland, like there are a lot of like really strong like music communities, and I don't see that much I don't see that many people like organizing something and trying to bring people together in our town.
You don't have collectives and it's shows all over the place.
Yeah, it's really nice to see somebody doing that.
And 100%. Well, there are some people, there are definitely some people whose playbooks I'm kind of pulling from here. And one person in particular is a guy, he's actually headlining the outside stage, because there's an outdoor stage and an indoor stage. Outdoor is going to be more like solo acts, singer-songwriter types. And indoor is going to be more like, bands.
Yeah.
So the guy headlining the stage on Friday night is a guy named John Hayes. And he was in a couple pretty big, real heavy bands around. He was in this band called Flesh Mother for a long time. And now he's in this band called the Piss Flowers.
Yeah.
But he does singer-songwriter stuff. He does like folk punks type stuff too. But he runs this, my roundabout way of saying, he runs this big festival down at the Northside Yacht Club every year in December called Santa Mania. And he will use every corner he can of that place to like put stages and have bands.
Oh.
So there's like the main room, the upstairs room. There's like a green room for when they have bigger bands. They clear that out and use that. They clear out the area outside the kitchen and use that. They have fucking bands outside in December.
That's so good.
It is the craziest fucking weekend. Some of the nuttiest shows I ever saw. I was like, so I need to figure out how to do what he does just in a different place. And, with my own spin on it, more or less.
Yeah, of course.
So he's been tremendously helpful to me. So, I definitely and agreed to play the show. So, hey.
Hell yeah. I'll fucking, yeah. He's been helpful as far as inspiration for booking and headlining a show. Well, I mean, what more could you ask for? That rocks.
Yeah, no, he's – and that's it, man. Honestly, there are definitely some bands that are playing that I think, could probably get bigger, better, whatever. But, the great thing about, being in a community and getting to know people and, just being, being as sincere as you can is, people want to do stuff for you. And they want to do stuff because they know that it's going to be a good experience. They want to be part of their community and they want to be part of a big celebration of our community. So it's people, you'd be surprised what people will do if you just ask sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We're not surprised. We have a podcast where we interview bands with thousands of Twitter followers sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It's really just who responds to the DM.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Yeah.
100%.
No, one of the, I was going through and making a Spotify playlist for just all the bands who are on Spotify already, just to to put out there to promote. And I realized that one of the bands, one of their songs has 500,000 streams.
Damn.
So I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, holy shit. Cool.
Yeah.
That rocks. We love to see it. Yeah. I can't wait for it. I can't wait to go. I'm very excited for it. I'm wanting to eat one of those famous burritos and listen to some bands. So what more can you ask for?
What time does it start?
It's going to start at 6 p.m. on Friday, and it's going to start at 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes, I can go. Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Hell yeah. It's a date. Well, it's not a date, but maybe it's a date.
It's a date.
Maybe it's a date.
You guys are going to share the same burrito.
Yeah, we're sharing a burrito. We're Lady and the Tramp style eating the burrito from both ends.
Is this me and Jacob doing?
Yeah, it's you and Jacob.
Sorry, Keelan. Did you have other plans?
Are you cheating on Jacob?
Are you cheating? This is fucked. All right, let's take a break. Let's stop for a break. Let's do our ad break. Let's do our quick little break. We'll be right back, and we got some more stuff planned. So we'll come back. Keep listening. So
bye.
Bye-bye. Hey guys, it's Jacob. Just Jacob coming at you real quick. This is a bit of a long one, so I'm going to keep things real short and sweet for you guys. I feel like we're always saying it, but I really do mean it when I say it. Drop us a line, ybigpodcast@gmail.com. That's the easiest way to write into the show. If you've got questions, comments, concerns. If you just want us to listen to your band, I'll do that. If you don't want to, you know, if you don't feel like you could do a whole episode, but if you got, maybe, you know, just want to shout out or something, or if you're doing a new single or a new album, I'll do that. I don't care. I'll listen to it. Whatever, man. Or if you just want to talk, you can just email us. Literally whatever, who cares. YBIGpodcast@gmail.com is the place to do that. Also, if you like the show and you listen to it, it would help us out a lot. You can rate and review the show. You can give us 5 stars on both Spotify and iTunes now. That's kind of a new thing. Would help the show out a lot, and it's free, so kind of cool. But yeah, I'll let you guys get back to it. Like I said, we got a lot going on this one, so I'll get you right back to the show. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You know any good spots that would enjoy a night of acoustic music and comedy?
Jesus Christ. Oh, God, yeah. Where we will start an entire bit and then your partner gives up on the bit. Yeah,
what the fuck? I watched the video and you guys gave up on the bits you planned.
Okay, You know what? The podcast is officially starting.
What do you mean the podcast is starting?
I want to put this on the record. I want to put this on the record.
Are you starting the podcast again? Are you taking?
I'm starting the. Hey, I have control. I let you have control of the Burrito Fest conversation, but I'm taking the reins back. They're mine. Taking them.
Fine. The reins is gone.
So we had a bit planned for our little gig. That we knew was happening.
Tell the people at home what the gig was.
We were playing, and we were playing an open mic at a Starbucks on a campus in Cincinnati. It was fun. We thought there were going to be other people. It was just us for like 40 minutes. Yeah, a bunch of people. Awesome. It was mostly just people walking in, ordering their coffee, like looking at us while they were waiting for it to be done and then leaving. And then like our three friends were there. But the manager of the Starbucks was very nice. She came out, she helped us like set stuff up. Like she sat there and watched, she recorded us on her phone a bunch. Like she was having a good old time.
Yeah, that's sick.
We had a bit planned where we were going to do a cover of Faith, you know, George Michael. And the bit was going to be that there was a miscommunication. And that when we got to the chorus, I was just going to start screaming like in the Limp Bizkit cover. I gotta have that! Like doing the full thing. And Keelan just stops playing and looks and it's like,
This is what the people of Starbucks want.
This is what the people of Starbucks Cincinnati can
expect. They want Limp Bizkit humor, dude. I love this.
The manager had left, and so I was like, it's probably safe. And as soon as we started playing Faith, she came out like she knew the song. And she was like, yeah. And I could not do that to her.
Awesome.
I could not do that to her, so I bailed on Keelan.
Now, mind you, I didn't actually learn the full song. So I just am, like, he's just singing it normally, and now I look like the asshole just about to stop, and I'm like, what do I do?
Oh, awesome. No.
I could not do that to Ray. I could not.
Damn. Shout out to Ray
broken her heart.
You guys play at the Starbucks. Did you play under Pickle Bucket? Is that what it was?
We did.
Hell yeah. That rocks.
That's awesome. You. Do you guys want me to put you on the list if somebody drops off the solo outdoor?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, yes.
We need so much practice.
Oh my God. Robin, we have way more time now. Like,
Oh, God.
Maybe. Yes. Tim, go ahead and put us on the list.
Yeah, if somebody drops off, the very bottom of the list.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, yeah. Like, if someone drops great. Off, put awesome. Us. Yeah, go ahead. I give us permission.
What is that?
Jacob, will you be playing the harmonica at this gig?
I don't know how to play one harmonica.
One of the guys, the band room that I'm playing with on a early on Friday, is literally just like a guy I know who makes like his own instrumental tracks. And wanted bass and drums, so me and Max are just going to learn his bass and drum parts.
Yes, that's so good.
So that's going to be sick.
That'll be so cool. Hell yes.
Yeah.
Well, man. if we started the podcast again, I do have one more bit prepared, although I don't have a theme song for it. So there's
no. And I will allow this bit to happen. I pass priority to Jacob. I'm leaning back in my chair and putting my hands together.
Priority. Fuck you. I hate you.
I'll allow it.
Well, just for that, Robin, it's going to be a little competition. I figured
another one.
Another competition. That's right.
We both had games.
We both have a game.
Yeah, you both had games.
You both had game prepared. Okay, but here's my spiel. Okay. As of recording this, we are getting in right in time at the end of Women's History Month. And I thought it would be appropriate if we paid a little homage, a little respect to some incredible women artists. So I wanted to do a little bit of women in music trivia. If that's okay with you, Robin. If you'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Okay. Gosh, geez Louise. I run everything by this guy. So, Keelan, do you mind keeping score?
I got you.
Okay, thank you, Pimp. It's pretty classic, you know, trivia. I'm going to just throw a question at you. I guess if you get it wrong, the other can have an opportunity to steal the point, but you know, let's not complicate it too much more than that. So,
all right, cool.
Who wants the first question? I feel like we gave the last one to Tim. So, Rube, do you want the first question, maybe?
No.
Take it, baby.
Okay.
All right, I guess I got the first question.
All right, Tim, this queen of country music has racked up 11 Grammys and 25 number one hits on Billboard's Hot Country chart, the most for a female artist per Billboard throughout her seven-decade career. Such hits as Jolene and 9 to 5. Can you name that artist?
That would be Dolly Parton.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. That's Miss Dolly Parton.
It's funny because before you said the Jolene part, that? It was either. I was like, it's either Loretta Lynn or it's Dolly Parton.
Yep. Well, you hit the nail right on the head there. It's the Queen Miss Dolly herself. So Tim's got a point there. Robin, you ready for your question?
Nope.
Okay. It's good. It's coming at you anyway. Which?
Okay.
Female artist, real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't know if you'd get this or not.
Is that Gwen Stefani?
No, it's not Gwen Stefani. No, I'm sorry. Tim, you want to steal?
It's Lady Gaga.
That is...
Yep.
Motherfucker. That is Lady Gaga, in fact. That's correct. So
Tim, I'm getting your ass back, bitch.
Yep.
You're gonna make me look stupid.
This is fair.
Yep, that's right, Robin. Extremely stupid on this one. That's correct.
That's right.
Yeah, very dumb.
Yep, extremely
fucking
dumb.
Fucking idiot.
Oh god. All right, Tim. The next question is to you. Let's see. I'm skipping that one. I don't like that one. I'm just scrolling through other articles. This singer splashed onto the scene in 2019 with the Billboard Hot 100 chart-topping Truth Hurts, a full 2 years after the empowering bop was released. Can you name
that? That would be Lizzo.
Yeah. You got that correct. So, congratulations. That is going to be 3, Tim. Still nothing for Rube so far. So,
how does Tim have 3?
Because he stole your point, man. What do you mean? Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
What
do you mean?
So.
Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, you got plenty of opportunity to make up ground here. No problem at all. We got
Mr.
a lot of time.
Mr. Steelio girl.
A lot of time left in this game.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, Keelan, take a question, man. Go ahead.
All right. This is for Robin.
Okay. Is this a bonus question or does this count as my question for the round?
If it's coming from Keelan, it's a bonus question, but you can have it. I'll allow it.
This person was the original drummer for the band The Carpenters. What's her name?
Oh, I know the answer to this too.
I just completely blacked out. I don't know.
No, it sounds like you don't know it. Tim, you want to steal?
It was Karen Carpenter.
Yes.
That's, I guess, correct. I don't know who that is, but I'm going to trust Keelan on this one.
She was the singer of The Carpenters, but she was originally their drummer, and then she was good at singing and...
Yeah, and she is kind of actually really good at drumming too.
I see. I see.
Yeah, okay. Like really.
Oh, she's good crazy. At drumming. She's crazy good at drumming. She's yeah. so good at drumming.
And like, she really wanted to stay as the drummer, but they were like, "No, you have to front. Like, a drummer doesn't front. Yeah. Like, yeah."
Tell that to the guy from Under Oath, I guess.
Or, yeah.
Or Dads, I think that band.
Or Levon Helm of the band.
Right. That's true. All right. Next question. Rube, you ready for one? Or no?
Yep.
Are we counting that one as yours? Or is that a bonus?
No, that, no. We don't count that. Give Rob
that was a bonus.
Give
Rob the next one.
All right. We'll give you the next one. Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo are the sons of which female pop star? Answer the question. Okay.
Can you
throw
repeat?
A guess, throw a guess.
Repeat the question.
Okay, I'll repeat the question. I'll repeat the names. The names of the sons are Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo. Whose three sons are that? Are those? Are
I they? Don't know who would name their sons.
Just throw a guess names. Out there.
I don't know. Pass.
It was Gwen Stefani. You said that last time. That's Gwen Stefani.
I don't know what her That's kids accurate. Are named.
Fuck, I didn't give Tim the opportunity to steal. Fuck.
That's all right.
That makes up for the extra bonus question that I had and the opportunity for me to look really stupid again.
Oh, yeah. Right. Good deal. Good deal. All right, Tim, you ready for the next question?
Yes, sir.
Like she's saying in Seven Rings, this pop star gets what she wants. The 28-year-old star. I'm so mad. One of the most streamed artists on Spotify.
Most I hate you.
And currently commands a following of 53 million monthly listeners. Can you name that artist?
She's 28.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't fucking know. Ariana Grande.
That is correct. It's Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I just guessed. I'm 11, dude.
Oh, hell yeah. That hits. That hits really good. So it's what? Tim 5, Robin 0?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. All right, Robin, are you ready for our next question?
No, I have passed away.
Which of the Spice Girls was not an original member of the group?
I have no idea.
Mm. Fair enough. Tim, do you want an opportunity to steal?
I have no fucking idea, so can I just guess?
Yeah.
Was it Baby Spice?
It actually was Baby Spice. It is actually Baby Spice. Emma Bunton, better known as Baby Spice, which is fine. Oh, shit.
She's just, I was literally like, I don't know, she's the baby.
That does make a lot of sense.
Argue with my fucking logic.
Holy shit. Okay. Whew. I honestly forget who has the next question. I think it's my turn again somehow. Okay. All right. This one might be a little bit tougher. This is not a gimme. The superstar country trio has never shied from speaking their mind on politics. The band infamously became blacklisted from the country music scene in 2003 after they denounced President George W. Bush during a London concert.
That's an easy one.
Voicing the disapproval of the Iraq War and of the president.
Well, that could be a trick question because they've changed their name since then. They're currently known as the Chicks. They were the Dixie Chicks at the time.
That is correct. Yep. You have sussed me out completely. Yes, that is correct. Maybe the wettest fart sound alert. Oh god, that's so good. Tim with a roaring 7-0 lip on the women in rock and roll game so far. So,
oh yeah, baby.
Hell yeah. Rube, I feel kind of bad. This is an easy one though, and I promise I'm not trying to just stack him against you. So I think you should be able to get this one. If I know anything about you, I think this one's right up your alley. What celebrity was the victim of an infamous wardrobe malfunction during the 2004 Super Bowl halftime show?
That would be Janet Jackson.
He's on the board, ladies and gents.
All you had to do was throw me a titty question, and I got it.
Yep. I threw a titty question your direction.
Respect, honestly.
That's absolutely honestly embarrassing.
No, nah, come on. Not embarrassing. Not embarrassing in the slightest. Tim, you ready for your next?
Yeah.
This former Disney Channel star has enchanted fans since launching a music career in 2009. At 29 years old, she's dropped 3 albums with her former band, all of which hit the top 10 on the Billboard 200 chart per Billboard, striking out solo a few years later. 3 albums that followed all debuted at number 1. Can you name that
Miley
artist?
Cyrus?
No. That's Miss Selena Gomez.
Oh, man, but the hot streak's over, baby.
And I didn't have a chance to steal, yeah, so I should get a free point.
No, yeah. Not giving you the point.
No, but Robin gets the point.
Don't just give him the point.
Who was it?
Robin gets the point. I believe he would have gotten that one.
It's Selena Gomez. You think he would have gotten that one, Robin?
I would not. I absolutely would not have gotten that one.
Too late. I already wrote it.
Thank you for the point, Keelan.
I already
gave him the point.
Now, Jacob, I would like to say I would have gotten that point.
This is blatant pro-Robin bias.
Yeah, this is disgusting. Stop the count.
You do this in front of your children?
Yep, correct. All right, Tim, you ready for the next?
Man. Or is it my turn?
That was Tim's question.
I get mixed up very easily, you know? Okay. Rube. This former stripper Jesus Christ, hold on. Come on. I mean, that's okay, first of all, listen, I didn't write this. I don't feel like that's appropriate. I'm just reading. I don't feel like that's, I'm calling out people.com. I don't think that that's appropriate. I don't think that's what you should say about your artist.
We're coming for your ass, people.com.
What the fuck is that, people.com? I'm not trying to be mean. The former stripper catapulted into the spotlight with her rap Bodak Yellow in 2017, which hit number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 and Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart that summer. Rube, can you name the artist?
Oh, that's going to be Cardi B.
Yeah. That's correct. You got that one there. So, 7-3 lead. No, I wouldn't say running
pretty
away
substantial.
With it, you've got some ground to make up. I'm not going to lie to you. A few well-placed steals could do it. So not necessarily out of it yet. But Tim, you ready for the next question?
I was born ready, brother.
What country is Shakira originally from?
Colombia.
That is correct. She was born in Colombia. I guess her father is Lebanese. Her mother is Spanish-Italian. She speaks Spanish, English, Italian, and Portuguese all fluently.
Nice.
That rocks. Shakira is way smarter than me. That's kind of crazy to think about.
I think most people are way smarter than you.
Next fucking question here, motherfucker.
Yeah. She's not way hotter than you, though. So
I appreciate you saying that, honestly.
Jacob's hips don't lie.
That's very true. Ruby, ready?
Nope.
Okay. The attitude. watch out, world. This 4-woman South Korean girl band, compromised of some members whose names I will not say, is arguably the hottest K-pop girl group in the world. This fearsome foursome has smashed multiple records since getting together in 2016, setting Guinness World Records for the most watched music videos within 24 hours of release on YouTube. Rob, can you name that band?
I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to say Girls' Generation.
No.
I knew that was wrong.
Jacob,
don't
say anything. I'm not saying it.
Because you've been doing it.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I know. Tim, opportunity to steal if you like.
I don't fucking know, baby metal.
Wait, I want to guess.
It's not baby metal, I'm sorry. Keelan, do you have a guess?
Blackpink.
It is Blackpink, yeah. Keelan, of course, the K-pop stanny of the group. We all know him. But absolutely. You got it right, my friend. It's going to be Blackpink.
Now hold on, Keelan. You can't just give yourself 10 points for getting one question right.
I can do whatever I want. I'm the producer. Keep going.
He's gone mad with power.
Keep going.
Incredible. Okay, the next question is for Tim, I believe.
Yep, yeah. It is.
This 11-time Grammy winner shot to stardom as a teenager and grew into adulthood in the spotlight. From pop culture to politics, this artist has begun to share thoughts on hot topics she's previously avoided. Whether that's something that I won't say, taking a stand against... never mind. I don't want to say any of that. Can you guess?
Brilliant question, Tate.
It was so vague. Anyway, I can't give you half the question.
Okay, hold on. All right, I'll fucking say a champion for artists' rights. She got the green light in 2020 to re-record her first 5 albums after Scooter Braun gained ownership of her older music and a $330 million deal. Oh, you got it. No fucking shit. Yeah, you got it. It is Taylor Swift. That's correct.
Holy shit!
She's an artist who makes music and is political. That narrows it down.
The political thing that I didn't want to say because I didn't know what it was is endorsing President Joe Biden. That's what they talked about for being political. Incredible. Ruby, you ready for one?
Random headline.
Wait, time out. I'm going to fact check you here, Jacob.
What the fuck is that?
Taylor Swift actually did a lot of voting drives, and also she supported and endorsed an opponent for a Republican senator in Tennessee during the 2018 midterms. All right? Damn. I'm not just going to have you slaying Taylor Swift's name like that.
You're saying that Taylor Swift is based, actually.
Sure, why not?
That's what you're saying. Okay.
Fair enough. Have you heard Folklore?
All right, I think if we get somebody to 10, I'll feel confident that the bit is over. So let's just try to get Tim one more point here.
I'm already there.
Keelan, shut up. I think it's Robin's question.
Can I give one of my points to Tim?
Robin. No,
it's Robin's question.
Yeah. I'm just going to fully pass this question to Tim.
Robin.
All right, if I get it right, then I win.
Barbara Streisand.
First person to shout it out.
Barbara Streisand had her late dog, Samantha. Wait, fuck, I said her name. Never mind.
Barbara Streisand.
Killing it, bro. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, shit. Don't give me negative 1 point.
Oh, he gave you underscore 1 point.
Shut up. You know what the bit is.
Oh, man.
Congratulations. The game's over. Tim, you won.
Okay, yeah. The game's over. Tim wins. Robin, basically, you hate women, man. That's what I was trying to get at with this bit.
Yeah, this is really problematic behavior, dude.
Extremely up in of you to do, so.
I'm just glad that you called me out in a public forum.
Yeah, we can learn and grow from this together.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct. Hell yeah.
Also, I got a lot of clout from it, so thank you.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you got a lot from it, so that's always good to remember. Gang, that's just about all I had. Tim, I really appreciate you coming on to chat about the fest. I'm very excited for that. I'm very excited to see what Moon Cruiser is doing.
Let me plug that one more time here. Burrito Fest at the Comet in Cincinnati, May 13th and 14th from 5 p.m. to close.
Wow. Are there tickets or?
No, so it's going to be a free fest.
Okay, that's what
donations are highly encouraged. I'm going to get some buttons and some other things to sweeten the deal. I want to say every red cent you guys donate is going back to the bands.
Hell yeah. Very, very nice.
So I don't want anybody to not show up because they don't have money. But if you got money, give it up, boys and girls. Give up that green.
Absolutely. We're all about money for the bands. Absolutely.
And tip your bartenders.
That's right. Oh, and I don't remember if we had this by the time that you were on the show last, but we do now have sort of a segment that we usually round out the end of the show with, just as, you know, to kind of finish things out here.
Are there any new bands I should know about?
Are there any new bands I should know about, or old bands, or really whatever? What have you been fucking with? What would you want to point people towards as far as music that you've been listening to?
God damn, dude. Good fucking question. What have I been jamming to?
And feel free to look.
I'm going to be even more ridiculous, and I'm going to say, if you look up Tim Miller on Spotify, you can find the Burrito Fest 2022 official playlist.
I guess that's
with a bunch of the bands that are performing at the festival.
That's right.
I guess the festival lineup would be a pretty good indication of what you've been listening to recently also.
Yeah, I've been jamming to those bands for sure.
Hell yeah. Can't wait to take a look-see. Keelan or Rube, do you have any you want to plug?
No, I've just been listening to Carly Cosgrove.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to say it, I am fucking listening to the Carly Cosgrove album, man. It's
so fucking good.
Oh my God. Like, I don't think we have to say on here how much we love them. Like, I think it's
implied.
But holy shit, like, that band just does not miss, and we love them so much, and I'm so fucking excited to see them. Holy goddamn shit.
That's right.
I'm ready for it.
I've been listening to a lot of Celtic Women lately. That's been my thing lately.
Or just like a bunch of, you're listening to a bunch of women sit around and be like, Keelan, why haven't you gone and farmed the potatoes?
I like the band or group or whatever. Just
okay.
Yeah, it kind of rocks, honestly. I'm not joking.
I'm not joking. I'm being serious.
I kind of want to go see them live. So if anyone wants to go to that where show in Indianapolis, there's like a show in Indy. Okay, I kind of want to go.
Ooh, I have one final plug as well. If anybody needs their haircut, or if you want to stop Keelan, or if you want to go become best friends with Keelan and then let him date your sister or something, you can go to the Echo Alley Barbershop Keelan, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Keelan is a great barber. He's been barbering for me ever since he started his education. He's gotten so fucking good at it. It's the only haircut I've ever actually enjoyed when I left the seat.
Hell yeah.
He knows what I want and he does it right. Go see my boy.
That. Hell fucking yes. Incredible plug. We love him. The barbering shit is so sick, and I cannot wait until you cut my hair one day. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but it's going to be beautiful whenever it happens.
Oh, whoa, Jacob, just like, I'll give you a beard trim. Like,
oh my God,
when
please.
When you come down to
this thing is a fucking mess.
Because, like, I'm working I can work that Friday and Saturday. So, like, yeah, I can just.
I'm going to get my beard
clumped up. Third wheel on your date? Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my beard clumped up and then.
Yeah, I probably have to trim your hair anyway by then.
True.
Saying it like a true barber, I have to trim your hair by then anyway.
Yeah, and it's going to be $25 fucking dollars. I got used to the $5 haircut.
Damn. $25, no tip?
Respect my labor, okay?
You're not tipping him?
No, I'm tipping him.
All right, we don't have to say how much the tip is on the podcast, unless you want to say how much the tip is.
Okay, this is all awkward. Right.
Podcast is over. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much, as always, to our good friend Tim, podcaster and booker extraordinaire. They're on Twitter at Local Ohio Man. Tim is in a band called Moon Cruiser, one of many acts that are going to be performing at Burrito Fest on May 13th and 14th at the Comet, Cincinnati, Ohio. As far as we're concerned, right into the show, ybigpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at YBIG Podcast, on Instagram at Your Bear in This Garbage. Can't promise Robin is still using that. Don't know. Don't check it. But apparently we're still plugging it. So follow us there. If you like the show, rate us 5 stars on Spotify and iTunes. Music for the Your Bear in This Garbage program this week is courtesy of Hey, I Love You, Britney Spears, The Black Eyed Peas, Louis Fonzie featuring Daddy Yankee, and Jake the Drums Bowwell. Thanks for listening.